I'm quite interlocal here, as you've just heard. I'm from Cardiff and I'm also a social scientist. But I hope to offer some reflections on work I've been involved in Wales, specifically, and some discussion around innovation policy as being taking place somewhat in parallel, actually, with the timing of the conversations that are taking place here. To offer some reflections from the periphery, much of which will resonate, I think, with what we've heard, but perhaps also maybe some opportunity for comparing and contrasting. So Welsh Government started its innovation strategy review around 18 months ago, and we provided a report that included looking at some of the statistical data, but also conversations with around 50 stakeholders in the ecosystem in Wales. And that raised, I think, quite a number of interesting views, which I'll touch on as I scroll through the next few slides and see some of the recommendations we made. As you heard, I have a role with the Learning Society of Wales, and we've been convening a series of round tables to bring people together in discussion in Chatham House, including, I'm about to say, input from Scotland as one of the innovative small nations that we were just in hearing from and learning from. Also the Basque Country, which is a very interesting case of universities, government and industry working collaboratively together. I'm also involved in a specific initiative working closely with the Cardiff Capital Region, which is one of the four city and growth deals in Wales. And I think certainly in Wales, that regional level of activity is crucial in moving from big picture ambitions around mission and challenge to developing a scale and scope of activity that people can actually recognise themselves in and turn some of these big and ambitious narratives into practice. So I'll give you a flavour of those things in the next few minutes. First off, that we made six recommendations in our initial report, and I'll skim these and then give some bigger picture considerations for reflection. First off, I mentioned this question of narrative, and I think we've heard terms not dissimilar to narrative in terms of capturing a level of ambition that is founded in something that's reasonably true and legitimate, but represents some stretch in terms of what can be achieved. And also in terms of timeline, my advice to Welsh Government when we held a round table with the Minister recently was to settle on a timeline that's not too recent, too close, so you'll be held accountable very quickly for things that you say you might like to try and achieve, but look into the middle distance in terms of what might be achievable prior to that 10-year period. I think we're all working on this 10-year period. So I think we need to be ambitious, disruptively ambitious in some ways, but in producing some aspirations that actually people can see themselves in, whether that's industry, whether that's public sector, whether that's our citizens. You've heard a bit about universities, and I'm from a university, and there are many really impressive things about the UK's university base. Wales does not have the strength and depth of Scotland, but we have good universities in Wales. We have a very strong impact agenda in Cardiff, for example. But I think there are questions about how well universities respond to the innovation agenda specifically. One of the contributors to our report commented that at least, and I'll be clear, this was a report in Wales, so I'm not necessarily talking to Scottish universities for this. There was a complaint that universities were rather more interested in research-led innovation than innovation-led research. In other words, the research agenda tended to drive their engagement across the innovation space as well. And I think that's something to reflect on. We've been reflecting on in terms of our input into Welsh Government discussions. The third and fourth points do speak, I think, to some of what we've heard, but perhaps are in the spirit of broadening some of the conversation around, for example, the clusters of competitive advantage. As we've heard, it's important that innovation strategy identify, support, and lever those key clusters of world-leading activity. Our view is that in Wales, at least, where perhaps we're not as burdened with choices to take when it comes to world-leading clusters of activity, we need to ensure that what comes in this next phase will continue to support SMEs and what I think somebody called the nascent or future clustering of research activity. And of course, part of the issue there is you don't know what that will look like. But if you don't invest in what we've come to borrow a term, innovation commons, if you don't invest in the innovation commons, which at least at this level of discussion sounds somewhat analogous to the idea of the ingredients, not the recipes, then you're limiting the likelihood of future innovation emerging in successful ways. So we're keen to ensure that level of investment across that range of different raw materials or ingredients continues to take place. And certainly from our point of view, the innovation agenda needs to embrace the world-leading science and technology we have, but it also needs to take a more capacious socio-ecological view if we're going to actually successfully engage in innovating to address some societal main challenges, for example, around climate or around health. So we have been working, and I'll come on to say a little bit more about this, we've been working with the Capital Region specifically on a challenge fund that's designed to engage the public sector in problems that they are currently wrestling with in order to try and create innovation opportunities for the innovators in the region and beyond. Looking to leverage public procurement and actively shape some of the market activity that we're part of. Final two points are more specifically Welsh, but they do, I suspect, speak to issues that are also being wrestled with here in Scotland around an increasingly complex polity. So Wales now has four growth and city deals, each of which are in process of becoming economic regions. And the articulation of those and the funding they get from UK government alongside Welsh government is proving challenging, shall we say. And so there are issues there to be considered. And we also advocated, and in, I'm not saying we created it, but we advocated the adoption or the restructuring of innovation. So it's much more clearly in the economy brief. And that has been addressed. And what's interesting in where Welsh government have taken these conversations to date is they've put a lot of time in thinking about how the innovation agenda can be incorporated into each of the divisions of Welsh government and allied to our Future Generations Act, which is a particular policy in Wales that requires all policies that are developed to be mindful of future generations implications. So big picture considerations to note around narrative and around actually how government organises itself to be able to support innovation. This emphasis on an innovation commons, recognition of the importance of the underpinning skills, capabilities, data, connectivity of innovation and where new clusters and entrepreneurship might emerge. All of our speakers, to some degree, touched on the role of the public sector, and we're heavily behind that aspiration, but we've got to be mindful of the challenges and the constraints that the public sector is facing and its capabilities, and are we investing sufficiently in building capability and capacity to be innovative in the public sector? And as I said, there's clearly a role, crucial role, for tailoring interventions to support specific clusters. And they will need to be, as we heard, selected on the basis of both mindfulness of place and sector in terms of where those investments are made. And what we're beginning to wonder out loud, as you do, without wanting to necessarily scare the horses and make firm recommendations, about whether we need to review our institutions and our institutional bodies in this context. And again, without knowing enough about what was being said earlier, it sounded like some of that reflections on agencies and the role of an innovation body of some kind is something that at least might be being discussed behind those doors. So very quickly, the specific example I wanted to touch on, because I do think granularity in these issues matters. I was reading on the flight up a recent paper that's looked at the implementation of the Smart Specialisation EU programme, and there are clear issues around successful policy design and questions of policy deployment or implementation. And Kevin Morgan, who I co-head the centre with, and I talk about Wales is failing often to turn what are really great policies into practices that are delivering for our citizens. That policy implementation gap. And the whole mission approach of with which I think there's a lot of value, really is being drilled down into now as we get to the question of implementation. What does it actually mean to try and adopt a mission approach? And certainly in areas of policy, regional economic geography, organisation management, these sort of social science-led spheres of interpretation and assessment, the message is coming through quite clearly are you need to identify the appropriate scale of implementation of some of these activities. I think the Mercato hugely ambitious and disruptive mission objectives are great at that scale of ambition and disruption. It reminds us that business as usual won't get us where we say we want to be. We need to work in interdisciplinary, cross-sectoral ways. But turning those hugely ambitious headline objectives into real granular activity and practice is a key issue. And I think we come to the question then that where scale, where the democratic voice of citizens is to be heard and so on. So a specific example of what we're doing in Cardiff with the Cardiff Capital Region. Cardiff Capital Region is 10 local authorities in the southeast of Wales. I think I'm right saying it's the biggest single city deal in the UK. And it was distinctive in one important way. And I think this is how distinctive, I don't know, but they have not committed the majority of their funding outside of the metro system to specific projects. So they're busy building a portfolio of investment funds, looking to create an evergreen investment fund, and looking for a series of innovation acceleration interventions into the region. And we're trying to help them as best we can. What we've done so far is design and deliver in partnership this challenge fund, which is based on well-established tools such as SPRI, Innovation Prizes, Innovation Partnerships. What it does is take public sector organisations in the region who've got a public service delivery problem for which there's no existing solution readily available. And if it looks like it can be crafted in such a way as to put a challenge out into the innovative communities, then we'll run with that and help them shape a challenge. We can then seed fund market testing and initial stages of trialing for new products. And the example we've run all the way through to completion started during COVID, and it was how can we train people in clinical practices during the pandemic? And we ended up funding two virtual reality and simulation technology firms to produce new products, new training products for tracheostomy and other clinical processes. So it's worked quite well in this procuring of innovation, but what we're keen to try and do is use this as something of a spearhead for innovating procurement, particularly in the public sector in Wales, and leverage the public purse there. So final couple of slides. We're very keen on the innovation ecosystem perspective. You've heard that quite a bit today. I work in a business school, so we need to have some alliteration. So I've got four C's. So I think if we're thinking about missions, let's think about some of the components that might be brought together in a mission approach. We've heard about clusters, well-established innovation strategy, absolutely vital to regional innovation strategy. I've mentioned the commons or the raw materials of innovation. And the Challenge Fund is an example of what I would call this catalytic intervention, an attempt to energize and nurture innovative activity, particularly in our case at this point in the public sector. And I think the fourth C is around reflecting on our own capability and capacity to deliver on this agenda. So the sister program to the Challenge Fund is actually European funded program of capability development for public sector employees in the region. A program called Infuse, where they're introduced to techniques around data action and the whole challenge oriented innovation approach. I think we need to ensure that while we're identifying these leading science and technology clusters, we're also mindful of the capability, the training and skills that are needed, not just by those clusters, but also in ensuring that those spillover and wider effects are delivered. So final slide, some points of reflection that hopefully will resonate. I think they resonate with what we've been hearing. So complex political context, we've been talking at a national level. But I'm sure you have some of these same questions of articulation between the subnational and the national. The challenges in this multi-level policy of accessing and coordinating research and innovation funds in a post-EU context. Emphasis on place-based and inclusive approaches to innovation, which builds on clusters, but also identifies opportunities around challenges and what we've come to term micro-emissions, something that is recognisable and operates at a level of scale that people can see themselves as part of. Innovation commons is regional capability. What capacity are we lacking to be able to deliver on our agenda? We heard some of the ingredients from Julie a moment ago, collaboration, coordination. I think a narrative that is founded on something that's defensibly legitimate, but is aspirational. People can recognise themselves and where that wants to take us in that story, I think it's really important. And then an open question around whether our institutions are fit for purpose. Thank you.